Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. How can I tell you truly what is taking place right now on the planet that is something that you could understand and bring to yourself in a peaceful, compassionate way? How can I show you things that you didn't expect? I started today with telling you that there is more to the story than you've ever been told about the magnificence of that which you call God. So magnificent that some have even decided not to use the God word, only because that word carries with it all manner of things that are not actually so. Some have instead said it's the creative source or spirit. You can call it whatever you want, but this is the energy, the loving, beautiful energy that created you, the world, the universe. If you ask all of those on the planet, is there a God? Over 80% will tell you yes. Over 80% of this beautiful planet also believes that there is somewhere else you go when you die. In other words, the consensus of humanity is that there is a God. The consensus is that there is one God. Human nature still argues about the best way to see that God or what that God wants from you. And that's why my message is so different and so important for a changing planet. With a lower consciousness, dear ones, that all humanity has had for all these years, for a lower consciousness, it's difficult for you to understand or remember or see anything but low consciousness. And I want to remind you that all of the concepts of God that you have been created in a low consciousness. If you compare that to children growing up, every parent will know what I'm talking about. For you remember the concepts of your children, the things that they invent, the things that they decide before they learn the truth, the fears that they have. As children grow up, they create their own world to satisfy their own consciousness and their reality. And as they grow, they learn. As they grow, they understand social interaction, kindness. Most children don't start out that way. They start out in survival. They say things they shouldn't say. They react in ways that are not, of course, adult. This is the metaphor for an old consciousness planet. What is the one thing you have been told over and over, over and over, that may be in question now? And I'll tell you, dear ones, that in a low consciousness, you did not see the truth. You were told that you didn't deserve to be here. You were told that you couldn't really talk to God, not directly, not even through prayer. It went somewhere else, didn't it? It got judged somehow to see whose prayer got through and whose did not. You were also told, of course, that you were born dirty for some reason. Some of you were even told that you would never, ever make it because of that. And the sad part is you were told from those you trusted and those you loved, from those who were even in authority for 1,000 years or more, that you had to climb certain steps in order to even get to the light that represented the compassion of God. That is a children's story, developed from a low consciousness to satisfy an old reality. My message is that you are coming out of childhood and starting to remember that which is the soul energy, the maturity, the truth, the light that has always been there, that has been hidden from you. And what has been hidden? This one. Are you ready? You were born magnificent in the image of the Creator. And that Creator would never, ever then judge you and torture you later or do anything to that beautiful, sacred soul of yours except to love it. Are you hearing me? That when you pass from this place, you go back to the real world, that multidimensional place where God exists, because you are part of that energy. If you start examining the scriptures of almost every belief system on this planet, most of them, at some level, will call you the creation of God, a child of God, not a torturing God. That is a children's story that I wish to rewrite now. As you come into the light and you can see that which is so much more real, I even want to give you a visualization for you and your culture in a moment. The truth, can't you feel it, is that you have a magnificent soul and that everything else is something that you have had to deal with. Misinformation, perhaps, even feelings from those who you trusted who didn't know any better than what they've been told. This is a new time. The planet is starting to come out of the darkness, and in that, the truth of you and your culture and the beauty of who you are starts to change. This program has been about the rewriting of your Akash, and that's what this exercise is going to also be about. O citizen of the region, you and your past lives no longer have to suffer, ever. You and your past lives and your culture are coming into a world of color from a black and white existence. You and your culture never have to repeat the past. Are you listening? The past is an old energy. This is not for those who live in Prague or even in the Republic. It's for those of the region, and that's big. Those who have had to go through that which is the suffering of you and your ancestors and those even before that. It's time to come to a realization that all of that is over. But now you have to rebuild that, which is that consciousness of who you think you are. Come with me. Close your eyes And let's visualize something together. I'm going to create something just for you. It's something magnificent in this visualization of yours. Come closer, please. Come closer and understand that your reality, that which is your chair right now, is a fraction of what is real. You live in four dimensions, and there are hundreds of dimensions. So what is real and what is not? Move with me right now into another dimensionality. And in that mind that you have, which is multidimensional, you move into a real place. Let's talk about that real place. I want you to see for a moment through a mist that you will move through gradually. I want you to see something you don't understand. I want you to see a platform and a magnificent golden chair. I want you to make that chair in your mind the chair of royalty. I want it to be whatever it is made out of is the most precious thing you can imagine. Some will see gold. Some will see crystal. Others will see that which is important to them. And this chair is empty at the moment. And I want you to move toward that chair. I want you to understand that that beautiful chair of gold, we'll say, is yours. I am not going to make this visualization again in this way for anyone but you. This is for you and your region, dear ones, because of what you need next. Move toward that chair with me right now. Come closer. When I say come closer, I mean you come into this dimension with me. And you believe it. And you start to feel it. And I want you then to sit in that chair. That chair is you. That chair belongs to you. That is not some higher power. That's not for some angel to sit in and rule the world. That is your chair because of what happens next. And I want you to sit in it for a moment and be comfortable in it. I want you to keep your eyes closed and do your best in this visualization. This is for you, ones of the region. And I want you to start feeling something that's going to happen in that chair right now. All of that which is of your region, all of the ancestors that you know, have heard of, or you don't know, all of those who you've celebrated in your history, know you're sitting in the chair. And I want you to visualize for just a moment all the suffering that they have been through, you have been through, in this life and in all the previous lives in your region, of who you are and that culture. I want you to see it start to drain away like a dirty pond is going to drain through a pipe. And you're going to watch all that take place. And all those around you start to turn white. And you see all of the issues and the problems starting to fade away. And you are now starting to see something. Everything that's ever happened is starting to be cleansed and cleaned in a way that says, it never has to happen again. That when you come back from this place, this vision, you come back without any of those Akashic memories. You come back cleaned with a light that only can be that from your soul. The change is a consciousness of fear or anxiety or worry, or worse. That you realize that you are no longer that which those tell you you are or were. That you're different now. This is real. This is who you are. This is the visualization from the other side of the veil for you right now at this time. You are loved and loved and loved dearly. The ancestors who carry your region's culture know who you are. At some level, all the souls are there. And they're all turning to you, say, listen up. You can change the past by what you do now. And you don't have to carry it anymore. None of you ever have to. This is a new planet emerging into a light, struggling at the moment to even understand what's happening because its change is so different, so hard for so many. Sit in that chair and feel a light come on you, a spotlight that has a voice and music that you can hear that says you are dearly loved and always have been. Dear old soul, you were born for this time. And when you decide to go from this place, go away changed for the rest of your life. I'll tell you something, dear one. If you can do this now, it affects not only you, but your children and your lineage and every lifetime to come. For what you're doing now is extremely esoteric, and it will last forever. It's not temporary. This is you changing you, and your family will know, and your lineage will know. Can you feel this love for you that's always been there, but has been so well hidden? That's the message of Kryon for you and your culture, because I know everything you've been through, and you need this. And so it is.